we've been talking about, or at least we begin to talk about, this great verse in Genesis 2:7, that the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. One of the great Puritan pastors of the 17th century in England, a man called John Flavel, said that God did not create man from the radiant heavenly beams as we find in the sun and the stars. And he didn't create man from the precious diamonds and jewels that we find in the earth. He didn't crush diamonds and gold and silver and emeralds to make man, that he made men from the common dust of the ground. And Flavel says that God did that to keep us humble. And there is something here to keep us humble. The fact that the first man was created from the dust of the earth, there's also something here to ennoble us. It says that the first man had the very breath of God breathed into his nostrils. There's a word in Hebrew called nephesh. It's the word used here. It means living soul. It's the sound of air as it goes through the throat. It's the sound that a parent listens for when he bends over the crib of a newborn. And the newborn sounds silent, so he wants to get his ear close enough to be sure he can hear the breathing. Well, God bent low over the first human creature. And there was no breathing because there was no breath. And God didn't listen for breathing. God breathed. And so Adam became a living soul, a nephesh, a human being. And that's the way the first human appeared on this earth. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. I hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.